You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor. The show tonight begins in the markets. The silence of the Fed. The ECB is lowering rates one more time despite having surpassed the ambition for 2% inflation. It comes in at 1.9. The Fed is silent, knowing the housing market is sluggish, knowing the jobs number is strong, knowing the inflation number is moving in the right direction down, just like the ECB. The Fed sits on the sidelines. In fact, the OECD, in expectation, anticipating 25 to be a slowing year globally, remarks that the Fed is not likely to raise rates even once in 2025. Then the return of Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff of the President Obama, former Congress leader from Chicago, former mayor of Chicago, former ambassador to Japan, well-brothered by Hollywood and a health executive, a man who is running for president, Liz Peek explains. And he has a lane all to himself in the Democratic Party right now. Conservative man from Chicago who has experience and is feisty. Gunfire, an information war. Jonathan Schanzer comments on the allegations that are thrown around by the European press about the IDF in Gaza, always citing health officials, Palestinian health officials, Gaza health officials. What that is Hamas's information war. Lebanon, waiting for the Lebanese armed forces to act. Hezbollah is decapitated. The Lebanese armed forces are reluctant. Why? Because they work for the Hezbollah. Many of them are, shall we say, side business is Hezbollah. But we wait. Tiananmen recalled with Gregory Copley, June 4th, 1989, the end of the Chinese Communist Party, dream, expectations, and anticipations. That was the end. These many years later, the Chinese Communist Party has devolved into a very recognizable surveillance state tyranny. Frightened of the word Tiananmen. Poland veers surprise right in a populist vote. Geert Wilders of the Netherlands walked out on the coalition and there'll be a new election, probably veering right. Poland and Netherlands are not alone. We have many parts of the European Union in and candidates of the European Union who are against the migration, not in favor of the EU, do not look hostily towards Moscow, and regard Ukraine as its own problem. I can go through the list, but they're growing numbers. It's easier to go through the list of countries that are not moving in that direction. Germany would be one of them. Herr Merz is speaking in support of Ukraine, in opposition to Moscow, and intending to grow. Good for him. Berlin can grow if you tax less, but that's another theory. London Calling, Joseph Sternberg, his column pointing out that the EU gets in its own way. The tariff barriers that the EU should worry about are the ones that it's imposed on its own internal trading. Joe tells me that services, for example, once they pass through all the hoops of the EU, go up 110% tariff on their own services. Well, I'm learning. We also talk about Farage. We call it the Farage Minute. He was in Scotland, raising a glass, always a big smile on his face. The man is a skillful PR machine and very likely the next prime minister after Keir Starmer stumbles too many times and his own Labour Party calls him into question and there's a vote of confidence and we'll see. Sinan Chidi from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy briefs in length about Syria and Turkey and the relationship between Erdogan and the tyro al-Shara, who nobody can trust and everybody wants to shake his hand. And then a conversation about Ukraine with Dick Gregory Copley, provoking the Russian bear, attacking old bombers on the tarmac with suicide drones, blowing up a segment of the Kursk Bridge. You'd think, well, it's not negotiation. And finally, the King Charles report. Canada has comity again after the king's visit. Good for the king, good for monarchy. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.